Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Wanted to just jump in and start this episode off by saying I just finished recording a podcast recapping the big golf trip I did out in southern Utah. Super excited to share it with y'all. It did end up being over 30 minutes, so instead of just one long episode, I'm actually going to split it into two. And with that being said, we'll dive right in right now. Hey, y'all. I'm Elliot Hall, and welcome to another episode of The Journey to St. Andrews, where I'm documenting the time leading up to me getting to play golf at St. Andrews in Scotland. So very excited about that. But it's been a couple of weeks since I've had a podcast out. Sorry for the delay, but I was actually on a seven-day golf tournament, vacation trip out to southern Utah, and that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. So what I do need to do, though, is I have been back over a week, and I have played some other golf, and what I'm learning with this podcast is I really need to say I have a big recap episode, something like where I just went and played 12 rounds of golf in 7 days. I still should just stay consistent with what I am going on with day to day, week to week, and then I can always go back, and when I do find time outside of family life and business life, I can go do these longer recaps of big events, big golf events. So with all that being said, though, I am very excited to share the trip that I just got to go on, which was the longest and most golf I've ever played in my life. We flew into Vegas and played a round of golf there, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to go into more of the details. It was very, very neat because there was 12 different golfers and we were split up into two teams, a blue and red team. My brother and his business associates and people he works with and friends, they've been doing this for years, actually going back all the way to when my dad ran the company and he was doing golf fishing trips. And then it's just evolved into what I just went on over the years. In the last 10 years or so, I believe this has kind of been their format, which is it's intense. It's a lot of golf. You got to be on your game. It's competitive. We are using handicaps, though, so it does make it a lot more fair. And you're playing these amazing courses from sunup to sundown for the most part. And you're changing it up. You're playing with different guys from the group, the different groups, and on different teams and different styles of play. It's the way to play golf. I definitely want to go on more, and also will kind of rethink the way I do my own little trips that have golf, rounds of golf in them, because it was just you were in golf. That's what you were talking about the whole time, just golf mode. So with that, the best way for me to really dial in on this, and I guess I'll talk a little bit more, but we flew into Vegas. I actually went out a day early because my dad was already out there, and we went and saw the Sphere. If you get a chance, go see the Sphere. If you've been to Vegas, you've probably seen it on the outside. You need to go inside. Very cool setup in there. You've got a perspective, a movie perspective that's more than your field of vision. So you have to look up or look side to side or look down to get it outside of your field of vision. So you are immersed inside of it. Plus the inside's really cool. It's right in downtown, so it's not hard to get to. The tram actually goes right near it and you can walk to it from the strip. But anyways, that was the first day. That was fun getting to go out there and see that. I was very interested in how it was built too. And of course, my dad being in construction, him as well. So went out there and did that. Then the next day, Josh and the rest of the crew, they flew in that morning. And we got up and we went out and played our first round of golf just outside of Vegas. And then we drove after that about 2 hours into southern Utah. Near Mesquite, it's a little bit further than Mesquite, but we stayed on a golf course that had these little inns that we were able to stay in that were very nice. And so we all got to stay near each other and play golf there, which I'll talk about that course. It was called the Entrada. But then we would get up and we would drive wherever we needed to. I don't think we ever drove further than about 45 minutes to get to any course, but normally about 15 to 30. And we'd play one course in the morning, then we would try to grab something to eat. Sometimes you could, sometimes you couldn't. And then you dive into the second round in the afternoon. And before I start diving, and we did that for 5 days. So we played 10 rounds of golf in 5 days. And then we had the one round of golf before we drove out to Southern Utah, and then a round afterwards on the day we were leaving. So in 6 days, we played 12 rounds, but in five of those days, we played 10. So you are really dialing in. You're really dialing in. And before I get into the details of what we were doing, just kind of the overall experience of how my game, and I actually did save some scores. I didn't save them perfectly because depending on the matches, I won't dive into exactly which course and everything like that. But when I could measure my own stroke play, they got progressively better. And in fact, I'll just go ahead and pull that up right now because I was pretty amazed with how well that worked. So being out there playing golf and also playing with guys who are significantly better than you, you are wondering if you're going to be able to keep up. And luckily, the handicap really helps, but I improved each round and I've got them pulled up right here. I couldn't measure all of them like I'm saying, so I measured the ones that were stroke play, or at least I could measure as stroke play. And I shot a 103, 101, 100, 100, 95, 95, 94, and then my lowest score was a 92. That is in chronological order as well for each time that I could actually measure my individual score. The very last day, though, after 11 rounds and getting up early in the morning to drive 2 hours to play one more round in Vegas at Bally, right near the airport, I shot a 107 because, yeah, you're tired. You are exhausted. And anyways, I just could not keep it together. So a nice little humbling right there at the end, but I cannot tell you what it felt like to see my game come together and just playing over and over again. You can't lie to yourself. If you play once a week, maybe twice a week, even three times a week, you're going to get distracted, whether it's work or life. And you're also not going to be so aware of what you just did poorly attempting to do earlier in the day. So if I was thinking I could be more accurate with my driver than I actually thought I could, nope, I didn't have 2 or 3 days to forget about it, 2 or 3 weeks to forget about it. I remembered from that morning that I cannot use my driver on this hole unless I want to risk a penalty because the hole was narrow or tight or what have you. Same thing with chipping, same thing with putting. Your putting gets very dialed in. And luckily, we were playing on some very nice courses, so the greens were good. They were mostly fast unless we were up early with, you know, moisture on the green. But you just get dialed in. It's the only thing you're doing. It's really the only thing you're thinking about. And so as the scores, those are the honest scores, prove it. And I'm sure that if I was, there's a lot of room for me to improve. I can just manage the course better. I can slow down my swing and I will go down in strokes. So it's easy for me to improve drastically where we're doing literally 11. Yeah. 11 strokes difference from my highest to lowest, well, outside that 107. But when you play that way, talk about just getting hooked. I wouldn't be making a podcast about golf if I didn't already enjoy it, of course. But that's what makes you want to play. There was never a moment I was like, this is too much golf. I wanted to play nonstop. And we would make jokes about playing another 9 on the couple of days we got finished early. I would have. I really would have, because when you are, it's just the culmination of bringing a lot of things together. And right now I'm super honed in on that because I'm working on all aspects of my game, but it feels good. It's rewarding. And you're out there and I'm sure also the competitive side of it, which I really liked, it made you want to be better. It made you slow down. It made you take that extra practice swing or step out of your stance if you weren't feeling it. Really, really dive in on what the yardage was. Ask if there was something up there with your partner or reading the green. You watched other people putt because you wanted to see what they could show you from their putts and breaks on the green. So it was a fantastic time. highly recommend the courses that we're about to talk about. And you know what? Let's just go ahead and dive right into that. I've been rambling enough, and let's get into the courses that we played and the games and the styles of play that we did out there. Luckily, my brother Josh is as detailed as I am with trips, so he has given us basically a template. I just get to go back and, you know, pretty much read and paraphrase to recap everything. So I got out there on that Wednesday early, like I was saying, to go hang out with my dad in Vegas. But then me and my dad picked up my brother and the rest of the guys from the airport, and we all drove out to the first course, which we played, less than 2 hours after they landed. And that was Paiute Wolf Course. And it was a beautiful course. It was like one of the first. I'd been out west and played some golf courses, but this was a desert course. I mean, you're driving, you come out of Vegas, and if you've driven out of Vegas before, it just gets real flat. You got ridges on either side of you, way out in the distance on the horizon. And then you come up and you just all of a sudden green in the middle of the desert, green fairways. And a lot of the courses were like this, but this is the first one that you come up on. And we played a game called Quota. And so how this works is you start off with as many points as your handicap. So if you're a 20 handicap, you already have 20 points. And all you then need is 16 points to meet your quota. So the player on the team gets a point for meeting their quota. So you get 1 point. So a maximum of 6 points will be awarded to each team, because we were playing 12. We had 12 people and we had 6 people on each team. Now, in order to meet your quota, though, the goal is to reach 36 points inside the round. And a triple bogey would be -1, double bogey 0 points, bogey 1 point, pars 2 points, birdies 4 points, equals 8 points. So you would start out with that initial handicap, and then based on how you played each hole, it would go up and or down. And then to encompass into the overall score for the teams, that's where that 1 point per person comes in that we're talking about. You got tons of points or negative points, depending on how you're playing individually. But then at the end of it, you could add a point to your team. And we were blue teams and red teams. So I didn't get anywhere near that, but it was the first day out and it was just a good time. Beautiful weather. In fact, for the most part, our weather was fantastic the entire time. There was not one time we had one frost delay. We didn't have any rain delays. We did get hit with some rain and actually some sleet, a little bit of hail, nothing bad. But then there was one point where, and there was a lot of wind. There was sometimes we were trying to hit golf balls and, they were just dying out of the sky because the wind was in your face and you'd get up on these ridge lines at some of these courses. But anyways, it was a lot of fun, and none of the rounds ever got canceled or delayed or anything like that. So that was Thursday. Then after that, we drove out to Utah. Well, this seems like a good spot to jump in and cut the episode in half so that way we can make it into two and just a little bit more digestible. But anyways, as you can tell, we're about to head into Utah and get into all the courses that we played. It was a really great time. Look forward to posting the next episode, so that way everyone can listen to the full series of this. Once again, just wanted to throw a shout out to my brother and my dad for inviting me on the trip and taking me out there. It was a great time. As always, please like, follow, and subscribe. My name's Elliot Hall. Have a great day, y'all.